Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hey guys, it's Natalia and welcome back to Unfiltered Fashion Talks. Today we have your favorite guest, Veronica, with us.
Hello, hello everyone.
Hello, welcome back. Third time, I think.
I'm glad to be back again.
Yes, oh my gosh, so happy to have you. How have you been? How's life?
I've been good. Life has been life.
Yes, it has. Yes, you know, everybody loves when you're on here, so I figured it'd be fun to have you on again. And I feel like this time we can just go into maybe more specific topics that people want us to cover in honor of Earth Month, Earth Day, Rana Plaza, all the things. I feel like it's just we should cover why we do what we do, basically.
Yes, exactly.
Like, agreed. Sustainability, ethics. Why do we do it? Why do we care? Why should people care? And just like the basis of like where it all stems from, I guess.
Yes. Okay. Agreed.
Yes. So give us like your background on like when you kind of like learned about all of this, or like, I don't know, if there was like a point in your life where you were like, shoot, stuff's happening. I need to do better.
Yes. Okay. So I actually discovered about like the Rana Plaza disaster when I watched True Cost for the first time in 2018. I was in Columbia College, Chicago, and my professor had recommended us to watch this documentary for our assignment because we were learning about like the origin of like where garments are made and stuff. And she was like, I'll watch this documentary on Netflix. So I did. And my life literally changed. Like, that is the turning point of when I started to, you know, stop buying fast fashion. I started to look more into sustainability and I just like questioned everything. So in 2018 is when I like discovered it. But I think it's funny because when the Rana Plaza actually happened was in 2013, which right. I didn't hear about.
Oh,
it
me neither.
All.
Yeah.
But we were 13. And at that time in 2013, I was really starting to take fashion more seriously and like applying myself more. So I just think it's kind of crazy how like when that happened, that's like when I started like, you know, really stepping into it. But sadly, I didn't hear about this until like 4 years later.
Yeah. 4 or 5 years no, later. Me too. I don't recall ever hearing about it in 2013 or any time after that until I also watched The True Cost. And I feel like that's when I also kind of learn about it, which I think for me, I watched it in 2019, because 2018 is like I got introduced to like sustainability and ethics by like my classmates and stuff, but I didn't look into it until like 2019, because it was like my spring semester of my freshman year. And then I was like, maybe I should look into this. And everybody was talking about The True Cost and like how it's like the documentary to watch, which I totally agree. It is the documentary to watch. I feel like it really highlights kind of everything. But yeah, after I watched that, I was like, shoot, what the frick? Like, why don't we hear about these things all the time? What the heck?
I know. I also think it's because we hear our news through Instagram and social media and stuff. And I feel like in 2013, did I have an Instagram in 2013?
I did. It was a different time though.
Yeah, it was a different time and we didn't get news like that.
No,
like,
it was just dumb pictures. Time. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like it was happening like on the interwebs and probably. We were not just like scrolling the internet like that. We were like
Yeah.
I don't know
what we were doing. Yeah, I think it was like literally middle school for us probably. So yeah.
So it makes sense, yeah. But unfortunately, like, it happened. And it's honestly crazy how like that, it's one of those situations where like the worst has to happen, mm-hmm. for people to realize like that something bad is going on and like to actually start taking action. So it's unfortunate that it had to get to this state where like a huge disaster has happened and now like people are really starting to take action.
Right.
And it's crazy how much it's grown through the years too.
Oh my gosh,
like, now
yeah.
That we're like, I don't want to say that sustainability is a trend, but
it kind of is, unfortunately. I mean, it's good and bad, but
I watch Shell Bizzle.
I on, love her.
Yes, I on love YouTube. Her. I love her.
Yes, she's the so best. Good.
And she had talked about how like sustainability isn't a trend. The trend is learning about overconsumption. I think that's what she said.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
Like that,
yeah.
That now the overconsumption was a trend, mm-hmm. not the sustainability.
Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense, I feel like.
Awareness of
over-consuming. Yes.
So, and I'm like, that does make sense. Like, because in a way, we all kind of live a sustainable lifestyle, like in different ways.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're like not consuming too much of something, like that is sustainable. Like,
right.
So, it's like whenever this last century, 20th century, like overconsumption has really grown, and like it's all about like what you're wearing and like Instagram, mm-hmm. it's for the Instagram and all that, and like having the best clothes and having a lot of clothes,
right?
Like I feel like whenever I was growing up and I wanted like I always wanted a lot of clothes.
Yeah, like, me too.
That was just like the thing, like why are we obsessed with like we feel like that's the epitome of like our success or
something. Yeah, no,
like,
totally
our success in our closets, like having a ton of clothes, but mm-hmm. in reality it's not, because you just get so tired of it and you start to like throw it out.
Yeah, no, it's so true. I feel like everybody, at least like where I grew up, it would be like you'd get your back to school clothes like right before the school year started. You get a whole new closet for no reason. Granted, did my parents ever buy me an entire new closet? No. I maybe got like two tops or something that were new, because they were not that kind of parents. But everybody would always just be like, oh, like new year, new entire closet, or like this event, I'm going to buy myself like 20 million dresses for, like, just like very normal to get a lot of stuff for honestly no reason when you probably had a perfectly good closet already.
I know, right? It doesn't make sense. Like I strictly remember being so excited to go back to school shopping.
Yeah, it was like the highlight of the year, like for supplies that I didn't need because I probably already had pens and pencils that worked. And then also clothes or like shoes, and I'm like,
just love new.
I know, there's something about something new, which I get, like I still get very giddy about new things sometimes. I'm like, this is so fun. But I'm like, why? I have like perfectly good stuff too, like I should be excited about the cool things I already have.
Yeah,
but
it's crazy how much like ever since I've become aware of how much like I consume, mm-hmm. I literally don't consume anything.
Yeah, no, me too. It's like, like crazy.
I don't buy anything.
Yeah.
Or like I literally just buy groceries.
Literally, it's and groceries like, and gas for me.
I pay my bills, of course. But, and supplies for my brand.
Yeah.
Like that's literally the only thing that I buy. I used to be obsessed with their shopping. I still am. But because of where I live now, like, and how there's barely any thrift stores, the only good ones are 2 hours away. And like, I'm not going to make that trip often. Like I don't do it often. So I literally buy clothes like once every few months.
No, me too.
Crazy, because I used to be such a fashionista. Like I used to buy clothes so much growing up, and I've been thrifting ever since I was 8 years old.
Right.
Like my mom showed me, like whenever we first moved to like Jacksonville, Florida, we found a thrift store and I was obsessed. We would buy everything from there. Like I would buy all my toys, all of my clothes, all of our furniture and all of that. And it wasn't until like 2015 that I actually started to buy fast fashion. And then in 2016, like, I started to delve more into it because I had a car.
Right.
I could go to the mall. Yep. And I still definitely thrifted a ton, but like, now I could go to Forever 21 and I could buy things. And I still didn't even buy. Like, I would always buy everything in the sales section.
Oh, absolutely. You only buy at the sales section.
Sadly, I thought that all the really cute stuff that was like $20 was expensive.
Oh, me too.
Which is just so ironic.
Yes.
I'm like, it's not expensive. That's cheap.
Yeah, no, it's so crazy. I feel like it was such a thing growing up to like go to the mall for fun. But anytime you went, you genuinely bought stuff. Like, I would always come home with like at least like one decently sized bag from like Forever 21 or something with only stuff from the clearance section. So it was like maybe $1, $2, $5 at most for like tops. Did I need any of that? No, but that was like such a thing to do, like after school on weekends, because like I live in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing else to do but to like go eat or go shop.
Same though. Same. Like, in Jack, there was not that much.
Yeah, those were the only two things we could really go out and do, unless you like, I don't know, went to the movies or something. But not my vibe. But like, yeah, there was, you couldn't just like, I don't know, go to the beach or something. Well, and not spend money.
Well, I had a different experience. I went to the beach a lot.
Like, we literally,
I went boating
like for fun. The only thing we would do for fun on weekends is like go to Walmart, because it was the only place that was open past like 9 p.m.
I'm like dead.
Those are the vibes. So, like, the only option we have for fun is to like spend money, basically, whether it was like food or like clothes or something. Yeah, there's like nothing else to do. All you have to do is like spend money, which like, it's so bad, because then it feeds into like just overconsumption, because it's like, what else are you gonna do?
No, literally, it's honestly crazy. And I'm grateful though, because now I save so much money.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like, I literally don't, it's like I save money but I don't have money. But
yeah, because like, now you're an adult and you have to pay other things.
Yeah, like I have so many bills. And
exactly.
And like, I literally just invest into my business, basically. Yep. And like supplies. Yep. So many supplies. And that's the struggle of being a designer too, because my boyfriend, he's a musician. Mm-hmm. And yes, he does have to buy things like instruments, and they're expensive, but they're like an investment, and they're kind of like a one-time investment.
Yeah, you don't need to be like upgrading your guitar every 2 months.
Yeah, exactly. Like, for us, we consistently need to buy notions and like needles and just stuff. And I'm like, oh, it's never ending. Like,
oh,
I'm
never
always buying supplies.
Me too.
I'm always getting packages in from Etsy.
Me like, too.
That's where I buy all of my supplies.
Yeah. No, it's, I feel like, that.
I don't really have any other sources that ship to me. It's difficult out here.
It is quite difficult. I feel you. So overconsumption is obviously very bad, as we have, you know, mentioned. So what was your journey of like stopping overconsumption, or like what are tips that you'd give people to not overconsume if they're like trying to like start that lifestyle, they're like learning about it, you know, for beginners, what would you say?
So when I started, I honestly just took a step back and I like evaluated that, one, I don't make enough money for this.
Facts.
Like, I not make enough money to be buying a bunch of random things. And like, when I actually went into my closet and I looked at all the clothes that I had and how much I actually wore, I was like, I bought this and I've never even worn it. I just thought it was kind of cute and it was on sale. And I was like, oh, it's such a steal for this price. Let me just buy it. And I feel like a lot of people have that mentality. Like, when they go into a store, they kind of feel obligated to leave with something.
Yes.
And so they just buy something that they don't need, or things are on sale, and like, because they're like so cheap, like, when like, fuck it, let me just buy it because it's so cheap. I know that I definitely did that when I was like younger. Like, I definitely would buy things just like for those reasons.
Right.
And basically, like, how I stopped, I didn't stop super cold turkey. Well, for fast fashion, I did, like, I stopped just buying fast fashion. Like, the moment I learned, I was like, no. And it's funny, because I had finally, when I was living in Chicago, they had a Zara. And that was my first time finally ever going to a Zara. And I would go into it all the time. I think I only bought like 3 things from it though, because like, I didn't have any money. I was like,
right,
college student, I didn't have a job, like, so I had bought like three things from it, and I was like, oh gee, finally Zara, because their stuff is so cute.
Yep.
I finally buy from it. And then I discovered about this whole thing, literally like maybe like 3 months into me living in Chicago, and I was like, no. I also had bought, it's so funny, like, back then Shein was like bathing suits.
Yes, because I bought a random bathing suit off of Shein when it was like weird and trendy in high school to like buy those cheap. If it was like Zaful and Shein were like Zaful bathing suits,
and like and Cupshe.
Yes. I was like, am I the only one who remembers that era of Shein? And it was worst bathing suit I've ever bought. It literally came undone in 2 seconds. Like the stitching literally came off in 2 seconds. I was like, great.
It's like during high school, I would buy from Shein just their bathing suits sometimes. Yeah. And people were like, oh, where did you get that? And I'm like, OMG, Shein, Cupshe.
Yeah.
You need to check them out. Even though it would take forever to get to you.
Yes, it was the worst.
Forever, like literally like months. Like, yeah. It would take like a month or two sometimes. And every time they would come in, they would be so small on me. Like I could only really wear the bottoms, because the top, like a large top, is not a large top. And I've always had big breasticles.
Yes, you are quite blessed.
I was young.
Some of us aren't as blessed.
Well, no, you're lucky because you can wear whatever bathing suit.
I mean, listen,
you want.
Like sure, but I've looked the same since middle school. So like.
Struggle. I mean, slightly the same though. Me too. Like this.
It'd be like that.
I struggled ever since I was like 15. But like, they would never fit me like up top, and I would just get so pissed off. And you could never buy just the top or just the bottom, like different sizes. It would always be like a set, and I'm like, dang, do I buy? So I would buy the large. I would fix the bottoms to fit me.
Mm-hmm.
But then the large tops still didn't fit me, so I barely ever wore them. Because, they didn't fit me and my tatas would be spilling out everywhere.
Yep.
So I was like, I'm literally buying these, waiting forever for them to hopefully fit, and they didn't. So then I just stopped buying from them because, like, it just wasn't working out for me. I was I'm just not even going to invest my money. And then when I discovered, all of that, I was like, wow. Well, another reason not even to get on that site again. But, so basically I just evaluated, my closet, and I was like, what do I actually wear from this? And like, I don't even have enough money to invest into more clothing that like I barely will ever wear. And now when I go shopping, like I will think about that piece so much.
I go even thrift shopping,
it's cheap, like I'll be like, how many times am I gonna wear this? Literally, I'm like, I want to be able to style this in so many different ways, like can I wear it under something, because I really love layering. Like I'm like, can I wear it over something, like is this like a staple, like how long am I gonna have this for? Because now when I shop, like I'm thinking to keep these pieces for the rest of my life.
Oh, me too.
Even if they don't fit me when I'm older, I'm going to package them up, fold them up, and place them in a nice little vacuum sealed bag.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever my child, my niece is something.
Yes.
I have no nieces, but
the day that I do,
I will whip this bag out and I'll be like, look at all this clothes from when I was like your age.
Right.
And, I kept it so nice and I curated this closet. Like,
yep.
So that's basically what I'm trying to do now. Like I'm curating my closet for the future. And like, I feel like I kind of also have like an older grandma style. Like I like to look like bohemian slash grandma.
Yeah.
And they're pieces that I know I'll be able to wear when I'm older.
Yeah.
And there are some things that I'm like, I don't know if I'll really wear this, but then I'll just keep it. That doesn't also mean that you have to buy clothes now for that version of yourself when you're older. Like if you want to buy something that's really cute and really young, do it.
Yeah.
But like, with the intention that you are, that you'll wear it out a couple times. Like, you're not just going to wear it for that one time, for that one birthday, mm-hmm. like that you are going to wear it multiple times.
Yes.
Like, it's still, it's fine. It's not bad to completely shop with the trends if it's your style.
Exactly.
You know, like, I feel like there's a lot of things that are always trending that I like because it's my style. Like, right now, like denim on denim is coming back.
Right.
It's come back a million times. I've always loved denim on denim, mm-hmm. and I wear that not all the time, but like I will style that together, and I always have ever since like I was like in high school.
Exactly.
So it's like these trends are like coming back, but like I like them, and mm-hmm. I can, like, my style contributes to it. Like, I really don't love I don't love Y2K on me necessarily.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of all of it either.
Yeah, there are some things that I like though. Like, I like low-waisted jeans and like low-waisted
skirts. I don't mind them, and I like the baby tees. I think those are fun.
Yeah,
but like, aside from that, I feel like that's it for me.
Yeah, but I like use those elements to my style. Like, I wear low-waisted jeans, and then I'll have like a really, you know, bohemian looking whatever, you know, I like incorporate it into my style, but it was something that like I kind of already like. I honestly, mm-hmm. I was kind of iffy on low-waisted jeans sometimes.
If it's the right pair, yeah, it does. If it's the right pair, it doesn't look that bad, but there are some pairs that are like,
yeah, I feel like I like low-waisted skirts more.
Yes.
I
love skirts
and dresses. I wear them all the time.
Oh my god, a good low-waisted denim skirt.
So cute. Yeah. And so it's like you can contribute to those styles, but like in your own way. And like vests are trending.
Yeah.
I love vests. I have been obsessed with vests ever since I was super, super young, because I've always been in love with 70s. And I had multiple different vests growing up.
Me too. I went through a phase in elementary school where for every single school picture, I was wearing like a button up and a vest for every single freaking school picture.
Oh, that's cute.
Because I was like, I got to dress like business professional for this picture. I was like a little like 7-year old with a little vest on, but they're so cute. It's so fun.
They are. They're so universal. Like, they will always be on in trend, like in style, because like there's different kinds of vests and they're like something that you can layer.
Exactly.
Like, it's not like you don't have to wear it just by itself. I love wearing them just by
myself. Right. Themselves. They are cute.
Like, literally made this is my collection right now. Best.
I know. Shameless plug, but go check it out.
Right?
Go shop.
Apparently on buyadva.com.
Yeah.
But it's just like those things are so timeless and trends always come back. So it's just like kind of like, what do you want to like contribute, or like how you want that trend to kind of like signify or whatever. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree on pretty much everything. And I feel like it was kind of the same for me. I went cold turkey with fast fashion. It took everything in me though, because I was living in Italy at the time. It was like my last 2 months of being in Italy. And listen, I lived so close to a Zara, and everybody in my class was shopping at Zara, and it was so freaking cute. Here's the thing. I knew Zara before all of these girlies knew Zara, because I'm from Spain and Zara is a Spanish brand. So like I've known about Zara my entire life. Like whenever I would go visit family in Spain, like in elementary school, like I would come back with like Zara clothes, and all my friends would be like, oh my gosh, where'd you get that? I'd be like, Zara. They would not know where it's from. All of my high school clothes, whenever like people would ask like, where'd you get your stuff? I'm like, I got it in Spain. It'd be from Zara, and nobody would know what it was. And now it's like super trendy. I'm like, I knew it before all of you, but now I'm like, dang it. That shouldn't be a flex, because Zara isn't a good brand. Ugh,
yeah. Kills me a little. They're literally the
I know. And it sucks. Yeah, and it sucks because they do have cute clothes. Like I like their style. And it also sucks because they're like the only like best known Spanish brand. So anytime my family or people in Spain like hear that I'm a fashion designer, they're like, oh, you're the next Zara. I'm like, no, I'm not.
No, I am not. I'm the complete opposite.
Yeah, I'm like trying to do the opposite, and they don't get it because they think Zara is like the greatest thing ever, obviously. And I'm like, oh no, I'm trying so hard to not be Zara. But
I never thought that, or I didn't discover Zara until way later, until I was like 17 or 18, around there.
That's so crazy to me.
I know, because I didn't have a Zara.
I mean, yeah, they weren't really in the States except for like maybe like New York, Chicago, like
exactly.
LA maybe. Yeah, like no. Only the big cities had them, but middle America did not have them, let me tell you.
And I never knew that, I never would have guessed that it was like fast fashion.
I know, because it's expensive.
It's like, it's expensive.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Fast fashion, and it's really, it's so like nice. Like it just doesn't look like Forever 21.
Exactly.
So it's like, I never thought that it was that. And then like, when I found out that they are literally the creators of
fashion. Literally. Like, literally the started. Blueprint. Yeah.
And that's just nuts.
Yeah. But it's crazy. Like, even like Aritzia is fast fashion and they're expensive. And they are like the same Zara vibe of like very clean, like minimal, kind of like luxury looking. But it's like, mm-hmm. and people pay that price and don't think about it twice at all.
Exactly.
And they don't realize like it's still fast fashion. But then they'll be like, it's like the only thing I can afford is fast fashion. I'm like, fast fashion can be expensive too. You're mm-hmm. just blind to it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Cause that's super trendy too. I feel like I see so many like Aritzia girls on my TikTok page, like the Aritzia pants or whatever. I don't know.
That's a new one for me. I've never.
Yeah. I didn't know about them until I think I lived in New York. And I think that's when I first heard about them, which is like recent too, but
yeah, I didn't hear about them. Yeah. Till 2020 when I saw it on TikTok.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's like,
I was like, expensive. I don't know what Aritzia is.
Yeah. It's wild.
It's, and I feel like I completely understand that fast fashion is the only thing that people can afford, because I feel like I am understanding that even more living here.
Oh my god, absolutely.
Which I always understood why people
totally,
but I feel like whenever I did discover it, I wasn't a Nazi about it.
No like you can't shame people for it,
but I would make people aware of it. Yes. And I guess like the way that I came off, maybe it made people feel like I was shaming them or something. Because I'm a Virgo and things can come out kind of
listen, it happens.
Like I would, you know, inform people. I'm like, oh, you shouldn't buy this.
Right.
I'm like, you shouldn't buy fast fashion, you shouldn't buy Forever 21, whatever. But then you know, as I started learning more about it and like more about like, you know, what is accessible to people and everything, mm-hmm. like I didn't really, you know, I stopped doing that, like stop shaming, not yeah, shaming,
but like saying stuff.
Like that's a word, shaming people for it.
Yeah.
And like I understood like why some people would still buy from it, because especially size inclusivity.
Yeah,
like,
it's a huge deal.
Yeah, because I was like, just thrift. But then like there are not that many things available for plus right. size, or there are, but they're not cute.
Yeah.
Like they're just like ugly. And so I understand like why some people would still buy from fast fashion. And also mm-hmm. here in Puerto Rico, like there are barely any thrift stores, and they're all, you know, basically located in one area or like, mm-hmm. yeah, which is like 2 hours away. Not everyone's going to do that.
Right. And
like everyone mostly shops in Marshalls and TJ Maxx here. Like that is the go-to. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, like my first job was at Marshalls.
That's so funny.
And I loved that place.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I grew up shopping at TJ Maxx too. My mom loves it.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom loves
yeah.
TJ Maxx too. I mean, she doesn't really buy the clothes from there, but she loves like the home and
oh yeah, the home section. So fun.
Yeah. And it's such a struggle too, because at Marshalls and TJ Maxx, like they sell sustainable stuff.
Yeah.
Like sustainable home things.
Right.
Like the brands.
Yeah, and stuff.
Yeah. So it's like, and I was always so like iffy about like if shopping at those places are ethical or not. They're not.
They're not.
Like,
I know.
Like I didn't buy the clothes anymore from there. Mm-hmm. But like now mm-hmm. that I live here, I do buy some of the home stuff.
Oh, me and, too. Like,
the food stuff.
Yeah.
Because also there are not many healthy stores here. Like there's no Whole Foods, there's no Trader Joe's, there's none of that. They just have this regular grocery store mm-hmm. that has some that they've actually upped it. They've gotten much better, but like the food and stuff, like there are more healthy options, but like in Marshall's they're more affordable.
Yeah,
like they'll have cheaper options for like an organic salt and right. pepper, or not organic.
I know what you mean.
Like organic snacks or vegan snacks, because I am plant-based or I eat plant-based. So it's like, what is accessible to you? Because back in Florida, like, it's crazy because back in Florida and all that, I didn't realize how much easier it was to be sustainable and like to live a low waste lifestyle, because I also live a low waste lifestyle in my home, not in just my fashion.
Yeah.
And I try and buy not as much plastic, like I try and, you know, eat plant-based. And it was so much easier to buy plastic-free and like organic and all of that in Florida, like at Whole Foods or at regular like Publix. And here it's not that simple. It is not that easy. Everything one is always wrapped in plastic, almost everything. You have to go to like certain grocery stores, and like the closest grocery store to me is 30 minutes away.
Dang,
like,
that's far.
Am I gonna drive 45 minutes to go to another grocery store to get plastic free? Like, that is just like, then you got to think about the gas.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of factors, you know?
There's just a lot of factors. Yeah. And it's like, you have to think about what is accessible to people. And like, people here, like, there are no, you know, the closest best thrift store is 2 hours. Like, who the fuck is drive 2 hours all the time to go shopping? No, people are going to go to Marshall's, which is like 10 minutes. I mean, it's an hour for me, but like 10 minutes to these people that live in the city, and they're going to go and shop at Marshall's. Like,
yeah.
So it's just like really, you know, difficult to just tell people to stop buying from these places. So I tell people now to just think about what they're going to buy and like just buy less. I'm like, don't just buy that top because a million other girls on Instagram are buying it. It's trendy, or you think it's cheap, or it's cute, like it's kind of cute or whatever. Like, just really, really think about it and like, how many wears are you going to get out of it?
Yeah.
And basically, I'm like, just be more conscious of what you are consuming. Literally, like, I try not to buy a bunch of little mini things either.
Or
if, even if they're free, like, I'm like, I don't want a bunch of free little mini things that I'm not going to use.
Exactly. Either. No, it's so true.
I don't want any more reasons to throw things away.
Yes. Yes.
And because I feel guilty throwing things away.
Yeah.
And I was way better at like having less waste, you know, in Florida, but now I do throw more things away because everything comes in plastic here. So it's like, literally I can't escape it. But that's just like, as you keep growing and like, as you keep like being like in this environment of like low waste and sustainability and all that, you just really start to learn like what is accessible and easier for you. Cause like, I'm sure in LA people have it way easier, where there's like,
oh my God,
composting, like,
or like, I mean, refill shops would be nice.
Compost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Refill shops. Oh yeah. On my farm, I don't even compost myself. I just chuck everything outside.
I mean, that it composts itself when you do that.
It's composting itself.
Dude. Because, yeah. Like, if I had a backyard, I would just throw my food scraps out there too, but I can't really do that out here.
I mean, you.
Well, I technically don't technically have a yard, but if I threw it out in the woods, I think homeowners association would probably come for me and be like, why is this woman throwing her food out there?
I'm feeding the birds.
Yeah. I'm like, good like that.
I feed the neighbor's chickens when I do it. I'm like, I just chuck the veggies.
That's perfect. That works.
Yeah. But I'm pleased it actually the compost.
Yeah. You know what? Whatever works. That's accessible to you. So it works, you know? Speaking of, but yeah, no, I think you have a great point. I feel like I've also switched my mindset to just telling people, like, trying to change their minds on how they consume, rather than just being like, this store is bad. Because I obviously have a lot of people that will now ask me like, oh, is this a bad place to shop, or is this a good place to shop? And I'm like, listen, sometimes I know the person like really well, and I know they don't have the means to shop more sustainably, or like a, I don't know, more expensive brand. So I'm like, this is not my preference, but if you're going to wear that item a million times, you're going to get really good use out of that item a million times, then like, do it. But if you're only buying it because it's on sale, or you're only buying it because like you randomly came across it or whatever, then like, that's what's wrong. And I feel like that's been a lot easier to implement in people's minds. Even like, I don't know, like for my like mom and stuff, I feel like it's been easier for her to like switch to that instead of just like cold turkey, like, don't shop fast fashion. I feel like whenever she sends me stuff, I'm always like, okay, why are you buying this? And like, have to take her through the process of, yes, like, do you actually want this? Are you just buying this for this certain vacation? Or are you going to wear this a million more times? Like, things like that, where I'm just like, I don't want you to shop just to shop. Like,
yeah,
actually think about it. And I feel like that helps a lot more than just trying to give them the sustainability and ethics lecture. Cause sometimes that just really turns people off too. And like, I get it.
It really does.
It comes, like, off very aggressive.
Yeah.
Which, like, I get it. I know. I see, like, a lot of, like, you know, content creators that do a lot of sustainability and ethics. And sometimes they're, like, trying to, like, tell, like, why brands are really bad, or, like, I don't want to say they shame other creators who are, like, I don't know, working with Shein or something like that, but they kind of, like, fall into that. And then it just comes off really bad for everybody in the sustainability space, because it makes us all look like we're shamey, judgy people, when the reality is it's not. So I feel like just, like,
we just kinda want,
yeah, I'm like, just switch the conversation,
the environment and people,
exactly, like, and it would be better for people too, because it's like, then you're spending less money because you're actually thinking about, exactly, what you're buying. So it's like a win-win for everybody. But I feel like the conversation needs to, like, switch to that a little bit more sometimes, because I feel like it's easier to digest for people than the whole sustainability and ethics talk sometimes is.
No, for sure.
You know,
and I can tell that, like, I've been having, like, an influence on my friends back,
yeah,
home,
yeah,
because, like, they have started to stop buying fast fashion, yep, or they, like, shop way less. Like, I went thrifting with, like, my best friend since we were, like, seventh grade. When I went to go to Florida and visit, we went thrifting, and she was like, I don't think I'm gonna get that much wear out of this or whatever, and all of that.
And you're like,
while we were thrifting, and she ended up not buying. Yes, she ended up not buying anything, and I was like, I've taught you well. I'm like, I've influenced you.
Yes.
So yeah, I just think it's being really mindful, and it's exactly that, like, I'm helping you save money, girl.
Yeah,
like, you know, seriously. I'm not here to tell you to don't buy that, buy my brand,
right?
Like, it's like, I want you to save your money. Like, I know that you can't, like, we're on the same boat here, you can't afford that either, like,
literally, yeah, like, I'm on, like, the same page. I can't afford my brand either.
Yeah, my mentality now for, like, investing into my clothes, like, if I want to buy something that's, like, really expensive, and typically, like, you know, I can't afford that, like, I will just, you know, I will buy that less, like, I'll buy that occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And a way that I've gotten my mentality into being okay with buying something that's really expensive, mm-hmm, and it's just, like, one item, is, like, one, I am a designer, and I know how much time, yes, goes into something, and it's really stressful, like, the amount of hours I spend sewing. And that's also why I was so pissed off when I found out about, like, sustainable, like, you know, yeah, like, how unethical people are paid,
right?
Is because, like, I was like, dang, I know how, like, painful it is to, like, be sitting at a sewing machine.
Oh my god, yeah,
many hours,
so much,
to not be paid what you deserve. Like, that is so frustrating. And it's funny because back then I wasn't even paying myself what I deserve.
You know what, that makes two of us.
I was trying to be cheap because I was trying to compete with these fast fashion brands, which is crazy. Yep.
And now I'm just the whole 180. I'm like, I don't care. Yeah. I am expensive. I'm so, yeah, sorry. Like, yeah.
And
I don't care.
And I questioned it so much too. I was like, I'm, like, kind of getting sidetracked a little bit, but I'm gonna say this real quick. When I was young, I was, you know, like, learning to sew and everything, and it would take me so long to make something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if I'm supposed to charge myself, like, $10 an hour or something, like,
right,
making this, and it cost me, like, and it took me 6 hours to make, that's, like, $60 right there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this shirt is, like, $10.
Right, like, it doesn't add up.
Marshalls, like, why is it so cheap?
Yeah.
I was so confused. And I was like, how? And that's literally what I struggled with a lot. Like, I was like, how? I don't know what kind of designer I'm going to be, because I want to be accessible.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't understand, all these prices are so low. Like, I would literally think about that so much.
Yeah.
When I was, like, 14, 15. I was like, I don't know what kind of designer I'm going to be, because, like, I guess I'm going to be, like, pretty high end, because my stuff is going to be expensive, I'm going to make money.
Yeah, no, it's so true.
And I was so confused. And then when I, you know, discovered all that, I was like, oh my god, fuck, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But Okay, the other thing was the mentality that I've gone into, like, investing into my own clothing and, like, buying better in quality is I really just try to think about how many times I'm going to wear it, how, you know, I especially love supporting, you know, local, and I had bought, like, a pair of, I didn't buy them. My mom bought them for me for Christmas.
Oh, I love that.
But she, I've been wanting these sandals that are handmade here in Puerto Rico. And I met the owner of the business. And so I really wanted these sandals. So my mom bought them for me, but they're handmade here and they're like $200.
Right.
But I wanted to buy them for myself. But my mom was like, oh, I'll just buy them for you for Christmas. And I was like, oh, okay. Perfect. But, right. That was the only thing I got. But
hey, I love it. It's perfect. Great investment.
Literally. But I just, like, get myself into the mentality of, like, how long am I going to wear this? And what I tell other people to help them with, like, getting into that mentality is when you go to a nail salon, like, and you're sitting there for, like, how many hours, and then you pay for your nails and it's, like, over $100 or something, you know, it depends if people get something crazy. You know, a lot of people be getting a lot of details now.
Yeah.
Like, it's a long time.
Yeah.
And when you go to the hairstylist and you're sitting there for however many hours getting your hair dyed, like, you're experiencing how much time is being put into that. And you feel like what you're paying is worth it.
Right.
I mean, I know that there's sometimes some people where, you know, it still hurts to get.
Oh, absolutely. But you see it being done. Yeah. You see it right before your eyes. Like, you see the time it takes, all the tools they use, like, everything. And you're like, okay, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Right.
And with clothing, you're just getting it. Like, you're receiving it. You're at the store. You spend zero time. You didn't see, like, you bought it in, like, five minutes. Like,
right.
So it's not, the time put into it isn't worth it.
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why we always share, like, our process.
Right.
To, like, tell people, like, this is, you know, how long it takes. I try not to force it too much, though, because I don't want to be annoying.
Like, yeah, but I feel like
how long it takes to make this, buy it.
Yeah, I don't think I ever specify, like, this takes me 3 hours to make. But I feel like people just seeing videos of you sewing without even you having to say anything about that just gives them the understanding of, like, okay, this takes time. This is being, like, carefully made just for me. Like, I want to pay the price, but which, like, also helps me, like, when I shop at other places, if I can see somebody making it, I'm, like, more wanting to spend the extra money because I can, like, physically see it. Like, people need that connection to, like, really put two and two together, you know?
Yeah. But then it's kind of funny, though, because then people see that. They, like, you see it being made, and then they're like, oh, this is expensive.
Yeah. I like, get that a lot.
Like, I was watching this video, this reel of a guy making bowls out of skateboards.
That's cool.
It was really cool. And they're cute bowls. They're really cute. And that's I was like, these are expensive, but I wonder how much. So I went to Etsy and there was like $1,000 for a bowl. And I was like, oh, well, I can't do that.
People get mad for like $100.
Like, maybe like 100-ish.
Yeah.
Dang. You know, I'm not questioning how long it took though. I'm just
right. Yeah. I wish I could afford $1,000 for a bowl. Would be nice. Yeah. But we're not there yet.
Yeah, we're not there yet. One day.
Yes.
But yeah, people just like need to see the work to feel like it's worth it, or like they are. And it's so, and it just doesn't make sense sometimes when people really, really question it, or like they're like rude about it, like, like that they don't feel like it's worth it. And I'm like, when you go to work and you're getting like, and you're working your ass off, whatever, and then you get pissed off because you're not getting paid like what you deserve. Like, how does that make you feel?
Exactly.
Like, why don't, like, if you think you deserve that amount of money for, you know, the work that you've done, like, why don't I?
Exactly.
Like, just because I'm my own business, like, doesn't mean like I can just make things cheaper. I have to make things more expensive.
Yeah, exactly. Which is funny because I feel like at the beginning I thought it was the other way around, where it's like, oh well, if it's my business and I make it, I can make it cheap and accessible and all these things. And then I quickly realized that is an unsustainable business model, and actually you lose a lot of money when you try to do that, and you should actually raise your prices and actually make money at some point. because yeah, it gets very expensive to run a business. Like just even the supplies and all the random things you need. And I don't know, even just like machines and stuff, like upgrading is so flippin' expensive. Even threads, they add up.
They do.
Like serger honestly, threads, those big rolls, those yes, add they're like up.
Two something.
Yeah. And I'm like, I have to use four at a time for my serger. Or like, I, yes. You know, and then, you know, just, it adds up. It adds up a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And also like one thing too, that like, I didn't even realize until this collection. And I'm like, where was my mind in the last collection? I was not paying attention because I didn't know how to run a business and I still don't.
Yeah. It makes two of us.
When people, or not when people, websites them fees they're taking.
Yes.
No, they take a lot. Like Shopify takes a fee. It's like $5.
Really?
Squarespace. Yeah. But Shopify is such a nice template.
But Squarespace doesn't take your money.
I know. You have to pay, and then you pay $30 a month.
I mean, I pay yearly for Squarespace, but you also can get different plans. But my plan that I get, I think I get the highest one, I think it's like $500 a year, which is kind of a lot. Like whenever that hits me, the yearly mark. How much is that per month though? I don't know, but it's kind of a lot. Like whenever it hits me, I think it hits in May because that's when like it renews. That one hits hard. It might be like $400-ish. I just know it's a lot.
I was going to my phone because I wanted to divide how much 500.
Yeah, it's about like, well, if it's like $450,
$41.
Yeah, it's like $40-ish dollars a month. So you're paying more. Well, yeah, but I don't pay fees on my transactions.
Yeah. And also you have the highest plan.
I do. You can have the lower one, but I like the higher one because I don't know, it has more stuff. But yeah, there's so many like
lower plan and I pay 30.
Dang.
So
yeah, there is a lot of hidden fees with businesses though. Even like,
and then PayPal. I hate PayPal.
Oh, I absolutely hate PayPal too. Those always.
They take like $10.
Yeah, they kind of take a lot, low key.
They take a lot. And I'm like, $10. I needed those $10.
I know. I hate freaking, like, I understand that some people can only use PayPal. So, like, you know, use it if you need to. Yeah. But if we can avoid PayPal altogether, let's avoid it because they take a lot and I don't like
it. It's my international orders.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, $10.
No.
I'm like, I was accounting for those $10.
I know.
Like, and but then that's, you're supposed to like
account for the fees. Exactly.
But I forget.
I know. I know. No, me too. There's so many little things you need to think about. Even if like you do like a photo shoot or something, like adding whatever fees it took for that, or your time for all of the marketing and the making the website, and like there's so many other
to me. I'm like, I don't know how to count into,
dude, I don't either, but like there's so many other like hours that you spend making a collection that isn't just the sewing part that should be accounted for. But I'm like, I always forget that I should account for like the time I like thought about it, the time I sourced everything, the time I like wrote down the detailed descriptions on my website, or like just like so many little things.
I'm like, someone needs to describe it to me. Like, wow. Yeah. I've looked up videos on how to price your items.
Me too.
Stuff, like, but like, they're always kind of like drop shipping kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like, it's hard for handmade stuff, I feel like.
Yeah.
But.
And I'm like, I don't understand how I'm supposed to do this. Like,
I know. I feel like for me, I usually just add like an extra hour for everything. And I'm like, that should probably cover everything. But maybe it's actually more than that. And I don't know. But at least it's better than what I was doing before. So
that's like my biggest thing with having my own business. Like literally I'm working all the time,
literally
editing, making content, like whatever. Yep. And no one's paying me for it.
Exactly. Which I feel like making that's what nobody sees in it, is like the fact that you're working all the time, but you're not getting paid for the like X amount of hours that you're
stressor ever.
Yeah, I hate it. Even like for like YouTube, I spend so long like filming and editing, and like sure, YouTube pays me, but that does not even cover like the hourly rate I should be getting for the amount of time I put into it. It's like for insane. Sure.
I don't even barely get paid.
Yeah, like it's ridiculous. But here we are doing it anyway.
Yeah. We love it.
I love it so much.
But oh, it's such a stressor.
And it
like,
is.
That's just like the biggest thing. Like I don't, capitalism, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Just blame it on capitalism when you can. That seems to be the common trend around here.
Literally.
Yeah. So thanks for coming on today. Thanks for chatting.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
It's always fun.
Yes. Shout yourself out as per usual.
Veronica Arroyo. I don't know.
Just Google her. You'll find everything.
Yeah. I have a YouTube by VA. Go check it out. I share my life.
Yes. And
my Instagram is @_VA, my TikTok @_VA, and that's basically all that I have.
Perfect. Go check her out. Everything will be linked down below in the description. Also go follow me because I always forget to shout myself out. Yes. But you know, it's always a good time over there too. You know, you can follow the podcast, my personal Instagram, my other Instagram, my brand, whatever you want. It's a fun time over there. But that is it for today. Let us know your thoughts on sustainability and things in the comments. Keep the discussion going, talk to people, educate yourself, and we will see you guys in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.